Hello, everyone, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and the phone lines are open right now at 1-800-677-9377. Well, this is day one of our focus on Revelation. This is your invitation to call or keep listening to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. If you have a Bible question, particularly if it pertains to the book of the Revelation, or if you have a personal issue you'd like to talk about, call right now. 1-800-677-9377. Whether calling or listening, the Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. That's basic gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. Well, Bob, it is indeed the day we've been waiting for, Revelation Day 1.
Yes, indeed, and we're very excited about embarking on this journey through the book of Revelation. Some have described this book as a theology in pictures. Uh-huh. It's certainly a book that appeals to the imagination. There's a fascination to it, an intrigue to it, a mystery to it. For some, it's a scary book. For others, it's a confusing book. But God never intended all of that. He is just utilizing language that he gave prophets in the Old Testament, specifically Daniel and Ezekiel and Isaiah. And he's using some of that language to tell the end of the story to John and those that were alive during his day,
right,
and to us today. So it is a fascinating book, and we're very excited to go through it in the month of October. There are 23 broadcast days. Today, we're going to be introducing the book. Tomorrow, we'll start in chapter 1, and then every broadcast day after, we'll go through another chapter.
Yeah.
And because this is a 30-minute broadcast, of course, we don't have time to exegete every little detail of every chapter. We'll give a broad overview. We'll talk about the message that John wants us to get, the takeaway, how we can apply it in our lives. Those are the things that we're going to be discussing on the broadcast. So,
yeah. And some of you have lines right now, so if you have a line, hold on to it. We'll get to you in just a short while, but hey, we're excited about this study right now.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Well, Revelation is really an unveiling. That's what the word revelation means. The Greek word is apokalypsis. We get our word apocalypse from that particular word. When we use the word apocalypse, we are really referring to the ultimate triumph of good over evil. But the meaning of the Greek word is simply this: to unveil or to uncovering. So it's as if God is lifting the curtain to reveal Jesus Christ in his glory and splendor. That's what Revelation is all about. It's about Jesus Christ, and it is good news. It is the culmination of the good news of the gospel. We see it first given to the shepherds by an angel. An angel appears, and he says, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord." So the angelic announcement was an announcement of a birth, the birth of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ himself is the good news. He is God's good news to man. And we see the culmination of this good news in the book of Revelation. And to those who read this book, there's a promise of blessing. Anyone who reads it and takes to heart what is written in it will be blessed. Yeah. I think that's a fabulous way to start a book. But there's also four guiding principles that I want to give you today that will help you understand this seemingly book of mystery. And we're going to start with one. We'll take a little break, maybe go to our phone lines, and then we'll come back and get all four of these in today. The first is this: Revelation is about Jesus Christ. It is God's final revelation about his Son. The Bible itself is God's testimony about Jesus from start to finish. So it just makes sense that when we get to the end of the book, we see the denouement of the story. All of the loose ends are tied together, and there standing before us is Jesus Christ in his splendor and his majesty. So if you will understand that single principle alone, that truth alone, the book of Revelation will take on new meaning for you. You will see Jesus like you've never seen him before and encounter him in ways in which you've never encountered him before. So the first thing to know about Revelation is simply this. It is about Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It is indeed. And this is day one of our study on Revelation during the month of October. So thank you for joining us, everybody.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're going to go to Martin listening to us on WMCA in New York, New York. Hi, Martin.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Yes. My question is not about Revelation. It's a more of a question about Genesis. So something that kind of confuses me is that in Genesis, so when God, when it says that God created the earth and everything in 7 days, I wanted to know how are we sure that it's exactly 7 earth days, since we get our time and days and stuff like that were based off the sun, since the sun didn't even exist back then. When God was when creating the earth, how do we know it wasn't God's like sort of days? Since He's a higher being, He uses a different time, if you know what I mean. So how do we know it? One God day is like 7,000 Earth days, or one God day is 7 million Earth days. So I wanted to know if you could help me understand that a little better.
Well, it says after each day, an evening passed and morning came, marking the first day. So as you go through the creation story, day one to day six, you see it ending exactly the same way. An evening passed and morning came, marking the second day, marking the third, marking the fourth. And the word there, it can refer to daylight. It can also refer to a 24-hour period. I think that word is used later on in the book of Genesis in describing that 24-hour day period. I think it's important to kind of step back and ask the question, is God fully capable of bringing creation into being in a 7-day period? I mean, I think the answer is yes. He's fully capable of doing it in a second, if that's how he decided. But there was an order of things that he wanted to carry out, and in that order of things, wanted to give a message to us. So there's this message of completeness. The seventh day, it's interesting. He doesn't end the seventh day with the same way he ended the sixth. It is kind of an open-ended day. I think that's a foreshadowing of what we were going to experience through faith in Jesus Christ, this Sabbath rest that we would experience in Him. But I believe that they were 24-hour periods, and that's how it came into being. There's others that would argue differently. That's part of the great debate that's being carried out today within the body, and it's a part of the debate that critics of Christianity are bringing into the mix to try to get Christians off of the real message of the Bible, which is the story of Jesus Christ and His redemption of mankind through His shed blood. So I believe it's a 24-hour period. And it's interesting, Martin, that you ask this as we embark on our journey through Revelation. If you read Genesis 1 and 2 and then couch that or go immediately to Revelation 21 and 22, you see the beginning of the story and you see the end of the story. There was a people created by God, placed in a garden to have fellowship with Him forever. And at the end of the story, we see a people of God in a garden, partaking of the tree of life, enjoying fellowship with God forever. the story has come full circle, and we get to experience how God intended us to be when he created us. So it's a fascinating look at the Word of God. And Martin, certainly appreciate your call today.
Bob, I want to remind our listeners that in conjunction with the study of Revelation, we have a very special offer for our listeners who would like to support the ministry and their giving. For a generous gift of any amount, we will send you a copy of our booklet called Our Guaranteed Future. It's by Richard Piper, whom you hear on this broadcast frequently, and who will return to these microphones here in just a few days. Also, for your generous gift of donation, a gift or donation of $50 or more, you'll receive our booklet, Our Guaranteed Future, and the 8-message CD series by Richard called Revelation, It's No Mystery. And the booklet for a gift of any amount, or the booklet and the CD series for a donation of $50 or more. That's a tremendous offer, I think.
Yes, indeed. And Richard is the man to bring this message to our listeners. As a new believer, he jumped into the book of Revelation, but did so with legalism as the compelling reason for the book.
Yeah.
He looked at all the judgments and all of those sort of things and came out with this legalistic theology about what he was supposed to do, how he was supposed to behave, and if he did so, what he might could expect as a reward for his obedience. Mm-hmm. And it just buried him. But he put it on the back burner for a long period of time. And after he had come to a point and really understood the grace of God and this new covenant that we live in, he brought it back out, and it was like the book had been rewritten.
Yeah.
He started seeing it with new eyes, a new heart, and the message came through loud and clear.
Yeah.
And so he does a tremendous job of putting information together that will help you understand this book more clearly and to give you the confidence you need to prepare for the future, to face the future, and the confidence you need to live out this new life you have in Christ here and now.
Absolutely. So the booklet, Our Guaranteed Future, for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, or the booklet and the 8-message CD series, Revelation, It's No Mystery by Richard Piper, for a gift of $50 or more.
So yes.
Thank you for your support of the ministry, and we want to say thank you in that very special way. And all you need to do is go to basicgospel.net. There's a prominent link right on the homepage, or you can call and speak with our operator at 1-800-727-2828.
And certainly as we move into the final quarter of the year, we need your help.
Oh, yes.
It's critical that we hear from you. If this ministry has been a blessing in your life, help support it.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like to hear from you today, if possible.
Absolutely. And you can do that, of course, at basicgospel.net, or again, by using that toll-free number, 1-800-727-2828, with your credit or debit card.
Yes, indeed. Well, second principle to help you through the book of Revelation. First, the revelation is about Jesus. Second, it's properly understood when read through the lens of the gospel message. You know, the New Testament writers were tapped by God to tell the story of Jesus Christ. It is a good news story from start to end. And here in the book of Revelation, we get to see the final chapter. So you read the book of Revelation through the lens of the good news of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. And you see that carried out to its full extent. The third guiding principle is this: Revelation rests on the promises of the new covenant. This is a new covenant book. God's gave a promise to Abraham that through his seed, the world is going to be blessed. That covenant that he made with Abraham has taken a new shape, new form, and it's called the new covenant. And we are partakers of this new covenant. We're beneficiaries. As a matter of fact, God wrote us in his will. And there was a reading of the will. I oftentimes think of our salvation experience as the time when the attorney calls us in and says, I want to read what God has left for you.
Yeah.
I sometimes see our salvation experience in those terms. But here's what the attorney would say, or here's what he would read. First, you've got power. God has given us power. Power to do what? Power to love him, power to love others, power to live out this new life that we've been given. And so he's given us power, and it's put in these terms: I will put my laws in your minds and write them on your hearts. He's given us assurance. That's what the attorney says: I give you assurance. Why do we need assurance? Because we're fearful people. We're scared to death. We are wondering all the time, you know, have we gotten this right? Have we done it right? Is our faith genuine enough? You know, does God really like us? We ask those questions all the time, but in this new covenant, God gives us assurance. That's what we've longed for, and now in him we have it. And he writes it this way: I will be their God, and they will be my people. And then the third promise of the new covenant is this: relationship. We would all give anything to know God, to know what he's really like, to know him personally, to know him intimately. Well, this new covenant ushers us into his very presence and gives us that opportunity to know him. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. And then the fourth promise is forgiveness. In this new covenant, God says, "I've forgiven your sins, and I will remember them no more." Those are the promises of the new covenant, and Revelation sits upon those four promises.
Yeah.
And that's what brings life to these words, and that's what gives us understanding of what's being communicated by the apostle to us. So go back over the first three. Revelation is about Jesus. Revelation is properly understood through the lens of the gospel. Revelation rests on the promises of the new covenant. And fourth and finally, Revelation promises a blessing to those who hear and take to heart what is written in it. So read the book of Revelation expecting that blessing.
Yes.
And I guarantee you, when you do, your socks will be blessed off.
Yeah. Not a book of terror, but a book of blessing.
Absolutely. It's a book of hope. It's a book of victory, mm-hmm. not only for the future, but it's your hope for here and now. It's your victory for here and now.
Absolutely. Well, this is day one of our study on Revelation. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Several of you have lines right now, so if you have one, hold on to it. We'll get to you as quickly as we can.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Westbury, New York, and talk to Lisa listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Just a quick question, and I'm glad that you're doing the Revelation. I just finished, our group study, and it was wonderful. And it's just amazing how much it's coming up now, where it was kind of closed off before because of all the issues that you named previous. But anyway, my question is, how do you calculate the timeline of when the books of the Old Testament were written, starting with Genesis? And I know I looked on a lot of commentaries, and they tell you, but But where do you start so I can really understand it for myself instead of just going off, you know, listening to somebody else? I want to study that, you know, for myself and for our study group.
Well, Lisa, as far as the books of the Old Testament are concerned, specifically the first five, what would be known as the Torah, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Scholars, most biblical scholars, believe that Moses penned those five books. Well, Moses lived around 1500 BC, so the date of those writings would be somewhere in that ballpark, about 1500 years before Christ came along. The other writers of the Old Testament, we know somewhat the time frame in which they lived, so we can give a pretty good estimate of when these books might be written. For example, Daniel was during the Babylonian Empire. We know that started around 605 BC, ended sometime around 539 BC. And so Daniel was alive during that time frame, and so the book would have been penned sometime within that period. So we can kind of pinpoint an area. We don't necessarily know the exact date, but we can pinpoint an area, and I think it's fairly accurate.
Okay, and so is that cross-referenced in 1 Kings, where I think I looked up a cross-reference just, and I think it was in 1 Kings where they mentioned a year of either Moses or the Exodus. I don't really remember.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I would have to look that up, Lisa. But
Okay, very good. Thank
sure.
you very much.
You're welcome. I sure appreciate your question today. Thank you. Well, let's go to Paul in Rhode Island, listening to us on WARV. Hi, Paul.
Hello, brothers. I'm so glad that you're doing Revelation, the most exciting book in Scripture.
Well, it is exciting, isn't it?
It sure is. My question is about Antichrist, and if he's addressed by name, signing a treaty with Israel in the end times.
Well, no one knows who, you know, Antichrist is. You know, there's all kinds of different speculation about, you know, who he might be. For all the years that I've been alive, almost every decade, people have been pointing the fingers at different folks. And some have even said that in every generation, Satan's grooming somebody to step into those shoes if and when that time becomes appropriate. But we don't know that. What we do know is that the spirit of Antichrist is already in this world. Satan brought the spirit of Antichrist into this world when he deceived Adam and Eve. He has stood opposed to Christ from the very beginning of time as we know it. And that spirit of Antichrist has permeated every single generation since. The spirit of Antichrist is in the world today. There certainly is something where it says that Israel will sign a pact. I think that's in the book of Daniel, but I'll have to get that exact reference for you. Does that answer your question, Paul?
Yes.
Okay. So
thank you.
You are welcome. I think so often we are looking for this person to rise up and step into the shoes of Antichrist, and we forget about the spirit of Antichrist that is already here. And that spirit of Antichrist is having an impact in this world, in this culture, in our culture, and he makes that, or that spirit of Antichrist makes that impact through deception, through lies. And we've been given truth in Jesus Christ, and when we stand on that truth, we are able to discern the spirit of Antichrist that are here. Well, thanks for your call, Paul. We sure appreciate it.
And we appreciate all of those of you called to be a part of this program and the early broadcast called Basic Gospel, and we're going to be back tomorrow and do it again. In the meantime, I want to say thank you for joining us for Basic Gospel today. A reminder that Basic Gospel is, of course, dependent upon your support to be able to continue to share this good news with people across North America and literally around the world via the Internet. Because of what Jesus has done, people the world over have gone free, and you can be a big part of the continuing help to keep the good news coming. To say thank you for supporting this ministry, you'll receive our new booklet, Our Guaranteed Future by Richard Piper, for your gift of any amount. And for your generous donation of $50 or more, you'll receive the booklet, Our Guaranteed Future, and the 8-message CD series, Revelation, It's No Mystery. Now that's a tremendous offer. The booklet for a gift of any amount, or the booklet and the CD series for a donation of $50 or more to Basic Gospel. To make the donation of your choice and to help keep the Basic Gospel coming on the air, all the good news, call 1-800-727-2828 or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net or by phone at 1-800-727-2828, where our customer service representative, Billy, will be glad to hear your call and take your message and receive your donation during Central Time office hours. While you're online at basicgospel.net, be sure to click subscribe in the upper menu to join our email list to receive the day-by-day synopsis previewing each day's focus on the Revelation. So click subscribe at basicgospel.net. You'll be instantly added and ready for that next exciting study again tomorrow. So until then, for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, the ministry staff, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel.